is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is here from ObscuredTruth.com. You go to his website, it'll link to his YouTube channel, and you'll be able to watch some of his liberty-oriented documentary slash news package-style video things.
Sure.
Video presentations. Enjoy it over at ObscuredTruth.com as we, again, will take your calls about anything. So the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, to the phones and the fun. Vince is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Super. What's on your mind tonight, Vince?
Listen, I wanted to, I heard that, you know, your previous discussion, Aaron. I'm just throwing this out. I don't know if you're familiar with Rick the Mandamus.
I've heard of a writ of mandamus. It's a legal term, right?
Yeah, but it is a part of common law, and it's. I'll read you the little snippet here from Wikipedia. It says here that the writ of mandamus is a judicial remedy, which in the form of an order up from a superior court to any government subordinate court, corporation, or public authority is to forbear that from doing some specific act of which that body is obliged under law, or to refrain from doing that, as the case may be.
Yeah, let me just translate that for the audience. It's where you go to the court and say, we want you to make party X do this.
Mm-hmm. But that is a part of common law, because there's three different types of writ of mandamus. I don't know if you were familiar with it, but...
Certainly am not. What's the relevance?
Well, this is how I think, you know, because you're talking about, you talk about elections and all that. But I think the first things that you guys need to really maybe investigate is, you know, a writ of mandamus. But also start talking about maybe getting rid of the State of Emergency Act.
Are you talking about a federal state of emergency?
State, local government.
State governments have states of emergency acts?
Yeah, they pass their laws. That's how those county councils and city councils work. How do you think they pass their laws?
I don't know.
All laws are passed through a state of emergency?
Yes.
The federal government has the state of emergency on, and that basically is their excuse as to why they don't have to follow the Constitution. You're saying the same thing is happening at a state level?
Yes.
Okay. How does one go about doing that? You have to get elected and, you know, basically...
Well, you probably have to get elected. Because like Andre Moreau a long time said, the functions of the elections or to re-elect the bureaucracies.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there's evidence for that, absolutely. And Andre Moreau was the libertarian candidate in 1992, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, back when. Everybody's got their thing, right? Everybody's got their process that they believe is the way people should go, the way all the activists should support, you know, not voting, or all the activists should support getting rid of the writ of mandamus, or, you know, bringing a writ of mandamus, or, you know, fill in the blank. And one thing you can count on is that no one is ever going to all agree. Everyone who is an activist for liberty is never going to agree all 100%, probably not even 70% of, as far as what should be done. So the best thing you can really do is to just lead the way on your issue, show people your path, your road, why you think it's the best, and then let the market of activism, if you will, decide on where people's resources will be allocated. And eventually, and Vince, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate hearing from you. Eventually, you know, people are going to shift. I mean, people change their minds. We've had people who've come on board with non-cooperation and civil disobedience after having been against them in the past. Brad Jardis is a good example, a former law enforcement officer. And other people who... who may have been more anti-political system have come into, the process of using that and getting involved in it. So I think people change and they shift based on, you know, different factors. And one of those factors is peer suggestion, if you will, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you brought up something that sort of, I guess, the puritanical liberty activists wouldn't really engage in. And that's something that we did, was talking to Brad Jardis. There were a lot of activists who sort of ostracized us for doing that. Oh, he's a cop. He's aggressing against
people.
And you shouldn't talk to him. Well, now he's come around to the ideas of a voluntary society. He speaks out about it. And when he does, he has a very different credibility than you or I do with other cops.
So with people in the system, period.
Yeah, having those people come outside of that paradigm and say, hey, you know what, I understand this now. They talk to the people inside the system in a completely different way. So I don't believe in just choosing to, well, if you participate in politics, I can't help you in any way, because I don't see that as being the optimal solution either.
No, that's just shutting people down, and I'm not saying that everybody should do everything. People should do whatever it is they feel like is the most effective way to spend their time. Recently, one of our local trolls on a very nice troll on the Free Keen forum was chastising me for not wanting to travel to Boston, where there's going to be this Westboro Baptist Church, these hate mongers, these, you know, bigoted, hateful church people that go out and they wave signs, and they're just really nasty, and they manage to get press attention pretty much everywhere they go. And so this person wanted me to come down, was asking, or not me specifically, but was asking the activists over the Free Keen Forum, well, hey, don't you want to come out and join me in Boston? And I responded and I said, no, I really don't want to go to Boston for any purpose, because I don't feel like it's a good way to spend my time. My time and resources are limited, and I've determined that leaving New Hampshire in general to do activism is not something that I want to spend my time on.
Right. I didn't move to New Hampshire to go to another state for activism.
Right.
It's going to take a really big deal for me to go elsewhere.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean I hate gay people, because apparently they're going to be protesting some sort of gay play, I guess, that they're doing at a college.
Yeah, so that's their activism's silly. So it seems like counter-activism seems silly, too.
It doesn't mean that I hate gay people. It just means that I'm only willing to do a certain amount in a certain way to achieve my goals for activism. And I've got a limit on the places I'm willing to go for that. And it's rare I'll even go to the seacoast of New Hampshire or up north or something like that, just because, you know, there are other activists in other places, so it's not really necessary. We've got enough people here now to where each area has kind of its own crew of activism, and not everybody has to go everywhere. It's not like it was 4 or 5 years ago when there were a lot less people here, and it was more important for folks to travel longer distances to attend places. And so as our numbers grow, as liberty activists move here to New Hampshire, more people will get involved in civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and more people will get involved in the political system. And I think what's a waste of time is trying to convince, you know, spend a whole bunch of your time trying to convince the people inside the political system to, you know, to give up on it entirely,
or
vice versa.
Or getting so upset about people who don't want to vote. I don't like the fact that people that don't vote, I don't like that they don't vote for liberty. I'm talking about the liberty activists that don't vote. I think that you could create so many bridges if they would just go ahead and do that, but they don't, you know, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time thinking about that. But I'd like to point out the opposite of this, because in this political season, I have been spending way too much of my sort of mental brain power on which one of these evil people I'm going to vote for in a given situation.
Oh, really? I don't think about it at all.
Well, I understand you don't. And what I'm saying is that I can see the hole goes so much deeper. You can study what these people's votes were in the past. You can be able to talk to go on forums and talk with other people who know these things. And it's like baseball or football statistics, because these people go back and forth over which candidate's bad because they supported this, that, and the other. And it spirals down into this netherworld where it sucks up your time, and your vote is so insignificant, and especially as you go up the line. So if you're talking about voting for the guy for U.S. House, well, half of the state is going to vote on that, up to 600,000 people. So me spending any kind of my brain power on whether or not, you know, where my vote's going to go or not go is really just kind of a waste of time and energy.
You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Still to come, aliens saving us from nuclear weapons, perhaps, and the top 10 jobs in libertarian paradise as told by the Daily Kos. So you can expect them to not be so nice about it. We'll come back with more and your thoughts as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You'll find features there for free. In fact, the whole website's free, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, or trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. Get paid to promote and use the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com and get a hold of Karen to get started. DelValleySilver.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, we go to the phones and the fun. David is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David, New Hampshire, going once. David, and he's gone. Let's try Mike in Missouri. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike, are you there? Mike going once. Mike going twice. Well, fail. All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. So we've got a story here from Daily Kos. Daily Kos, one or the other.
I think it's Kos.
DailyKos.com. The 10 top 10 jobs in libertarian paradise. All right, so here they go. Tired of big government getting in the way of your entrepreneurial ambition? Ready to go galt and shrug all the welfare queens off your shoulders so you can have the riches you deserve?
Yes.
Well, they're not Snyder or anything.
Right. This is what it's all about. Welfare queens or whatever.
Well, they believe that liberty-minded people are just a bunch
nasty,
of selfish Scrooges, basically.
Right. It's not the people that need money from me that need money and need help. Those aren't the people that I'm worried about. It's the people that are sitting around doing multi-generational living off of government. It's the bureaucrats which are doing multi-generational living off the government. 70 cents off of every welfare dollar goes to those people, to the bureaucrats.
Well,
it doesn't go to people who need it.
It's understandable why people like this man Troubadour at the Daily Kos would feel this way, because if you were to encounter as your first libertarian or your first liberty-minded person one of those who's kind of coming from the conservative camp, then they'll have in their rhetoric the way of speaking about things like, I don't think we should have taxes, and I should be free to, you know, keep all the money that I earn, and, you know, this kind of like conservative-sounding rhetoric of low taxes, less government, and all that, because the conservative types that come into the liberty movement don't understand compassion. They don't understand how to communicate to people.
Bringing people on board, because the liberty movement isn't going to go anywhere trying to convert Republicans. I mean, that's been going on for a very long time. It's going to go somewhere by converting everybody. It's got a message for everyone, and if you have to get articulate handing that message to everyone.
And it's a compassionate message that is the most that advocates the most humane method of human beings interacting with one another. But if you just come in from this kind of conservative world of smaller government, lower taxes, then you're going, and that's the kind of the speech patterns and sentences that you use,
the rhetoric,
yeah, then you know, you're going to sound like a Scrooge. You're going to sound like somebody who's just in it for me, and you don't care about the downtrodden. You don't care about, you know, fill in the blank things that somebody who might consider themselves a liberal, as the folks at the Daily Kos, would. Which is why, of course, you know, bringing somebody, this is a large movement. We have people who come from both of the camps. We got people who also come from no camp. They just, you know, they're non-voters, or they were Green Party members, or whatever. So people come in from different perspectives. You can tell who this guy's talked to, right? This Troubadour guy. Anyway, he goes on to say that there are many unique job opportunities to be had in a small government society that are simply not available in today's communist America. In fact, there are so many I can only discuss a handful of them here, but they're more than enough to refute the odious liberal myth that people can't get by without public services. There's an entire world of opportunity for hardworking people in libertarian paradise. Number 10. Plague corpse disposal. With the CDC no longer wasting taxpayer money rewarding people too lazy to defend themselves against disease, new opportunities would exist in the field of plague corpse disposal. As a strong, motivated, red-blooded true American, you need not worry about becoming infected yourself. No dirty foreign pathogen is going to corrupt your precious bodily fluids. But you can earn a living ridding society of the festering reminders of the poor and sickly whom God in his infinite capitalist wisdom has seen fit to remove from the society of worthier people. So the translation there is that in the absence of government, people will die of plagues.
Because the CDC won't be around?
That's the suggestion here. And the various health departments, the government health departments.
I think the CDC is relatively new. And, you know, you certainly can make an argument that plagues, you know, existed prior to the CDC. But that doesn't mean that because the CDC around, this is causation versus correlation. It's only correlated the CDC has been around and we haven't been hit by yellow dengue fever.
But, Mark, but don't we need to have a central government bureaucracy to help us in the event that a plague does strike?
I think that there's argument to be made that it's that central government bureaucracy that could very well release, botulism or, what is it, the old plague, the plague on society today. I mean, who's watching the watchers on this particular instance?
Yeah, didn't all the anthrax, wasn't that traced back to a lab?
I thought it was,
lab?
But I wasn't going to say that. Yeah. I think that the anthrax that was going on during the 9/11 kind of time frame was...
It's a good thing we had FEMA, too, to put those people in trailers that leaked formaldehyde as well. That was a real safe thing.
Sweet.
And it wasn't the weren't the plagues the result of sort of just very poor sanitary conditions? So is the earth going
disease.
To just deteriorate and everybody will be living in squalor again? Is that the idea here?
And plus the marketplace is remarkably good at coming up with solutions for problems. The idea that the marketplace would somehow fall down in the area of medicine just seems absolutely ludicrous to me. I mean, the marketplace is the best at providing solutions to most problems that the people in the marketplace have, and then somehow it's not going to be able to provide a solution in the area of medicine.
And it's a really dangerous idea to have the CDC around or any other centralized government bureaucracy making decisions for people because it takes the marketplace factor out. So when you've got the marketplace trying to come up with solutions, some are going to be better than others because you've got different people with different beliefs and ideas and investments and willingness to put their money where their ideas are in the marketplace competing to bring the best solution to the mass market. And so the marketplace then gets to select of those competing choices which to go with. Whereas when you get the government, it's, well, the government bureaucrats are know-all, see-all. They will choose which the panacea for the people. Yeah. And what if they choose wrong?
Well, they choose wrong all the time. Yeah. I mean, take a look at the swine flu epidemic. They said, this is going to be a global pandemic. Don't forget that they're the ones that also, poo-pooed AIDS early on, too, which was, in fact, a global pandemic. So from those two pieces of evidence, and they're just two pieces of evidence, we can conclude that the government, A, doesn't know when there's going to be a global pandemic, and B, wouldn't be able to find a global pandemic if it bit him in the butt.
Don't worry, though. They produced twice as many of those swine flu shots as they needed, and now they're just planning to reuse them this season.
Yes, they're going to call those just flu shots.
And I know you guys are up in the air on the whole vaccines and what's in them and so forth, but there's a CDC conference call where they're laughing about the people talking about the mercury in the shots, and they're giving the doctors talking points to say, well, you get more mercury when you eat a fillet of salmon, but there's a big difference between ingesting something where your body passes the mercury and injecting it where it accumulates in the body.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. We got 9 more of the top 10 jobs in libertarian paradise, according to a very jaded author over at the Daily Kos. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for free. So head on over. You can enjoy stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of this program, or validated videos count too. You can get the details and see it for yourself over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Christmas time's coming up, and you want to have a liberty-oriented gift for the young people in your life? Take a look at an island called Liberty. It's at a website called freemarketunderdog.com. You can go over there and you can check it out. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. This is probably aimed at the 3 to 6 year old, maybe a little older than 6 year old sort of age group. But go check it out and see whether you're right. I'm by no means a child rearing expert. Maybe this is right for a slightly older child. I don't know. Freemarketunderdog.com. You can go over there and see the samples and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An island called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
We are sharing with you from the Daily Kos a very it's nasty. It's a nasty hit piece against the liberty movement. They are using the term libertarian, but really what they're talking about here are conservatives, the small government conservatives that come at the issues from a me perspective instead of a compassion for others kind of a perspective that, of course, would resonate better with somebody that might consider themselves a liberal. So we're kind of looking at their hit piece here, which is the top 10 jobs in libertarian paradise. Number 9, witch detector. Now, this is just
detector?
Nasty. This is just nasty. Despite the infinite blessings of pure capitalism, there would still be plenty of problems in society. And again, you can see they've referenced capitalism a few times now so far in this piece. We're only into the second of ten. And that's because the liberty movement is rife with people that are capitalism, yeah! And they wrap themselves in many cases, clothing that, you know, that actually uses the term capitalism.
I've got a shirt that says enjoy capitalism.
It's very
like
funny.
Those Coke letters.
It's
and
very cute.
If
it has a certain meaning to people.
Right. The word capitalism means different things to different people. And I just had this conversation in my Quaker meeting this Sunday as, you know, one of these people said that capitalism stinks. And, I basically said, look, what you're talking about today is capitalism, I absolutely agree that what we have today stinks. If what you mean by capitalism is the right of free people to be able to exchange things between each other freely, I'm for that. So I don't really know what it means. And yeah, that person absolutely agreed with that at that assertion because everybody likes freedom. So maybe the free market is a better way to describe what you mean by capitalism.
I'd say it's improved. And then you've got somebody like this Daily Kos guy here, Troubadour, who wrote this this piece. He sees capitalism in a certain way, and he sees people touting it, and he believes that they are, you know, people that want to exploit, and they're evil businessmen, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I just had a friend call me yesterday, in fact, or 2 days ago, about the Michael Moore movie, Capitalism something.
A love story,
yeah. And I sit there and watch through the first 10, 15 minutes or so of him describing the way things are, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. You're right. And then he comes to the conclusion, and this is capitalism. I'm like, did you even look at the dictionary before you made a movie about capitalism? Because you're not even close. This is not a free market. I mean, he brings up valid problems, but he doesn't come to the right conclusions, and
yes,
he blames
typical.
It on capitalism and the free market.
He's a talented filmmaker, no doubt about
it.
But,
and then people go off and just get the wrong idea about what it is.
And so many people who, you know, tout capitalism will actually try to defend these things. Many of the people in the liberty movement...
Defend what? The robber barons or something?
Yes, they absolutely will. Because I can make these arguments. I absolutely can. I can say that, you know, in the time of the robber barons, from the 1870s to the 1890s, the average mean income of somebody in those two decades doubled. That has never happened in human history before. So you can say that it was, you know, sort of trickle down economics. If you let the evil people at the top make a bunch of money, that the money will trickle down. And I suppose that those things are true. But you're never going to convince somebody that hates capitalism.
Well,
that.
Also, it's ignoring that it wasn't a free market then.
I didn't say it was a free market.
Magnets.
I didn't say that. I said capitalism.
I know, but why would you want to defend those people when they weren't even free marketeers in any way, shape, or form? And that's why using the term free market, you don't want to use it as a substitute for capitalism because it's not. The free market includes all manner of economic organization. If I want to get together with people on a commune, I can do that in a free market.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You're free to.
I don't get to force you onto my commune.
And that's one of the talking points of the current administration. Well, the free market's failed us, clearly, because this isn't working.
Right, it gives people a false choice, the idea that, well, since the free market has failed, see, look, it's the evidence is everywhere, this is a free market and it's failing, then you must turn to government. And, of course, the reality is this is a corporatist marketplace.
Fascist, socialist
market.
Anyway, yeah,
back to the insults.
It's so messed
here.
Up that you can, there's not even a really good name for it.
Yeah, so back to the insults from Daily Kos, because now they're saying that... Well, there will be witch detectors. Despite the infinite blessings of pure capitalism, there would still be plenty of problems in society, and the cause of those problems is, of course, witchcraft. Liberals would claim that then, they're spelling liberals, L-I-B-R-U-L-S, would claim that the lack of rational governance is the cause, but that is only because they are too engaged in witchcraft and wish to deflect blame from themselves. Still, even though the new libertarian order would not immediately address the witch problem, it would open up opportunities to enterprising individuals such as yourselves to deal with it and make a tidy profit in the process.
What an idiot. This guy's talking about a utopian libertarian society, and he's using the term libertarian order as though there would be this overriding authority.
Whenever crops fail from incompetent agricultural practices, whenever someone falls victim to a mysterious illness, whenever the weather is unseasonably inconvenient, there will be business for a witch detector.
Try to explain to me how it is that government has made it so that we no longer blame witches for our problems. Because I don't see how that's so. I don't see how the government in any way, shape, or form has made it so that we don't blame witches for problems any longer.
They,
and I'll admit that was done in the past.
Salem witch trials.
What? No, they did the Salem witch trials. I mean, the government at the time was the Salem witch trials. Ooh. I mean, many people in the Republican side of government, and if as a government supporter, you cannot deny that the Republicans sometimes get a hold of it. Many people on the Republican side would say that they believe the account of Genesis word for word, and so I mean the Republican the party the government, which is half controlled by the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, is the problem in this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the most ludicrous thing he could possibly put in this this top 10 list.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. Maybe there are some people that still believe in witchcraft, but I highly doubt there's a significant portion of the population that truly wants to out witches and burn them at the stake, and they just can't do it because there's that pesky government around, you know, stopping them.
Yeah, I'd like those people to show to take the challenge and get $1 million by showing how your witchcraft works.
So, moving on. Number 8. Reader. Now that the socialist school system has been abolished and people only learn what they need to jockey pictographic cash registers, you can earn a living as a professional reader for occasions where someone needs all those weird-looking symbols on the paper interpreted for them. Granted, literacy is not a very manly or patriotic thing, but as long as you keep it within business hours and don't go around reading any highfalutin books in public, it's a perfectly decent way to make money. So again, before we get to the issue of the school system, which is what he's bringing up here, clearly, this guy believes, or whoever it is that wrote this,
Troubadour.
This Troubadour believes that the people in the libertarian movement are, you know, males. He's probably right about that.
Mostly.
But we're starting to see that change.
It's a generalization.
And he believes that we're all, he's mentioned red-blooded earlier. He's now bringing up patriotic. So he sees these folks as being the flag wavers.
Tea Party.
Isn't he writing about conservatives here? I mean, isn't he really focusing on that?
A type of conservative.
Yeah. I think he's writing about the Tea Party folks.
I wouldn't propose to be the center of the libertarian mob with the banner or anything like that. I think that there's, you know, I think lots of people will use the title, mean lots of different things, and, you know, he's taking a whack at all of them.
We're coming up with more here at 800-259-9231. More of the 10 jobs in a libertarian paradise, according to Daily Coast. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. Lists, I suppose. We've got our email updates, which are the best way. And then there's also Twitter and Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI.
So we're going through the 10 things, or the 10 careers, 10 jobs in libertarian paradise, which is a very... not just tongue-in-cheek, but just mean and misinformed piece over at DailyCoast.com, where the author, Trudor, really seems to have a nasty flavor in his mouth for people that call themselves libertarians. He tends to think that they are pretty much just, you know, conservatives who are adults and dullards and rednecks. That's pretty much the impression that I'm getting from the language that he's using and the attacks that he is leveling. It shows that he doesn't understand the philosophy of liberty. And it may be because the libertarians he's talked to, or the people that call themselves libertarians, they haven't understood the philosophy of liberty either, or they just have been crappy at explaining it to people, at tailoring the way they explain these ideas to the audience. So that may be what we're dealing with here. And he talks about that we'll need readers in a libertarian world because people won't get educated anymore without the government schools. We have to force people to go to these government schools in order to give these folks educations, or they just won't be learning nothing.
Well, people aren't forced to go to government schools. They're forced to pay for government schools. And
they're forced to go.
well, they're forced to go if they don't have some other schooling option.
Right. That's
but anybody
the, most
who takes if you really don't want to go, if you're talking about some kid skipping class, I don't think too many people really care about him getting
there
forced.
There are parents who are threatened with violence if their kids don't go to school.
They are, but they're in states that have really strict restrictions on homeschooling, and hopefully they can work towards getting that done or pick up and move to New Hampshire or someplace where homeschooling is a little more accepted. But if you really don't want to send your kid to government school, you can pick up a homeschooling curriculum for a few hundred dollars a year, school them at home, and the problem solved. So it's really about having to pay for the monopoly system as opposed to having to send your kid to it.
What's really about having
that? That's the biggest problem with government schools is that they're force funded, not that it's force attendance.
Well, I think the author here in this case really, you can tell how he feels about people as well, not just the people in the liberty movement, but just people in general. He believes that they're a bunch of shiftless losers.
Right. That somehow things, the things that we can read aren't motivating to people. I can tell you that the biggest thing on my son's mind is trying to figure out, one of the biggest things is on his mind, is to try to figure out these whole letter things and how they work. He is just excited by them. And
if anything takes that out of a person, it's the government schools. Kill people's incentives to learn and their interest in the learning process.
What's obvious is when you show up at school in kindergarten, kindergartners tend to, by and large, love school. By the time they're at 12th grade, you're talking about a majority of students, probably a large majority of students, who hate it. And
It starts to really go downhill in middle school, I would say. For me, that's what it was.
You can take a look, and it's the government that did this.
Yeah, I went to a Montessori school where we were allowed to just sort of explore, and I did lots of math. I did lots of reading. I was several grades ahead of the typical kids in the government schools.
You didn't need someone to crack a whip and threaten you?
I mean, it was exciting to me to think of. I remember running up to the teacher, do you know why the moon is bright at night? And she gave her answer, and I gave mine. No, the sun sends beams around the earth, and then they hit the moon, and it lights it up. That sort of curiosity led to me sort of learning and diving deeper into the subjects and exploring it more, understanding it more. It's something that I'm passionate about, so it's something that I remember.
Yeah, you guys might be real smart, but what about all those other people, those dummies out there that wouldn't educate their kids? What about them?
Well, the question is why in the world would you want to send your kids to school with kids that are forced to be there? Why should I send my kid to school with the dum-dums? Why would I even want to do that? I mean, if kids, I can tell you every kid wants to learn about something. And you can provide that something to them, or you can cram the one-size-fits-all government paradigm down their throat. And honestly, the government paradigm is what all the rest of the paradigms are based around. Because they don't have to compete in a marketplace of ideas, public schools or private schools are basically competing with public school, and they almost all look the same.
You're talking about a very small percentage of the population that's not going to, the parents are going to bring a kid into the world and not want to educate that kid. And I think that the kids themselves, when they notice that they're falling behind, they're going to be incented by their peers to learn more, to, be on the same level as the other kids.
Right,
and so
unless
forth.
You want to be the garbage man for the rest of your life.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't know the kids, really think that way. I don't think they really think about.
But as they get older, they're going to start to realize that if they can't read and they can't do the things that some of their peers can, they're going to start to see that their options are going to be limited. And I don't mean to pick on, garbage men. I'm sure there's some very, very bright garbage men out there. It's just kind of one of those jobs that people look at as, oh, I'd rather not do that. You can probably make a lot of money.
There's probably worse jobs than garbage men.
You can. I'm pretty sure it's actually fairly lucrative to take away people's garbage because no one wants to do it. So if you get into it, you could probably make a bank. And if you like that stuff, then more power to you. So let's continue with your thoughts. We'll get back to the other seven different jobs that will be available, according to the Daily Kos, in the Libertarian Paradise in a bit. First, Frank is with us in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to say this again. I think over the last few years, you've heard me say this before, but the free market never existed.
Yep.
It's an ideological mythology. It never happened, but Milton Friedman certainly sold it to the American people with his PBS series, Free to Choose, And again, it's mythology. It has never existed in history. It never will. Because ultimately, the authority of the state or whatever government, legitimate or illegitimate, prevents a free market. And
it does.
It's always been the case, and it always will be the case. And I find it interesting all of the time spent debating issues regarding the free market when it never existed. And
well, it's never existed.
Mythology.
It's never existed under government. I would give it that caveat. But
it
I think
never
there
never existed in history. Read the history. Read Gibbons. Read all of the.
You don't think that there are people who, groups of people that have organized in different places around the planet in a voluntary manner?
No, not as a free market. Not as a free market. You know, and
the free market is just the absence of any government regulations. I'm sure that there are tribes remote in Brazil.
Or you have a tribal system whereby people are engaged in commerce, such as, let's say, trading, merchants trading, then you may have members of the tribe that want to cut in on the action,
maybe,
or they will rob the people who have it, or they will want a tribute or something to be paid to them. But the free market historically has never existed in history.
I think we have to be aware of that
because it's ludicrous to hear it all the time. It's really, you know, it's like debating
right. There's nothing
the existence
to harken
of
back
God.
To.
Whether
I don't
God
want to,
exists
I,
or not,
yeah.
it's
I don't
unprovable.
Want to go back into the
it cannot
past.
Be proven either way.
Well, Frank, I think that it's silly to say something like, "Well, it can never exist," because that's defeatism. And I think that
In the context of history, it has never existed.
It has
and
never
it existed.
Existed. I agree with that.
Well, hold on. I've got something to say on this one. The fact is, God, you can't prove God at all, and I agree with you on that.
No, and you can't disprove God either. It's one of those wonderful situations where it can't be proven and it can't be disproven.
But
however,
you can prove the free market,
history,
though, Frank.
The free market has never existed.
Somewhere, you're right. It's not recorded deeply in the annals of history. However, somewhere, some guy has met some other guy in some barren land, and they traded without being in any way,
yep.
shape, or form encumbered by their strongman or their king or whomever. So they did actually. The free
the
market,
free market has to include more than one or two people. A free market.
Why?
A market, by definition, is many people. It's more than one. And
you guys
the point
are trying
is,
to squirm out.
Said,
I think Frank's absolutely right.
Well, no, I'm not. What he's saying is that you can't prove that it'll ever exist, and it's ludicrous to talk about it, you know, existing when you can't prove it.
Well, if you have a government of any kind, whether it's democratically elected or whether it's totalitarian or authoritarian, they will prevent a free market
yes,
from existing.
Yes, they will.
Because that's
and they always
one of the
have.
Functions of government.
You're right. They always
and, I mean,
have.
That's it. And
Frank.
Enough said.
Frank, I agree with you. You're right. They always have prevented the free market. But that doesn't mean, they always will. And that's where I think you're wrong. And I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231.
I'm only saying that you can show a proof for the marketplace. You can, as opposed to God, you can't show a proof for God.
I agree with that. You can bring up anything here. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Don't be defeatist. If you want a free market and enough other people want freedom too, and we get together, we can have it. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list, that's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation, twice, and the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.